It was easy then to tell right from wrong, easy then to tell weak from strong. When a man should stand and fight, or just go along.
But today there is no black or white. Today there is no dark or light.
All right, enough. I love that song. Thank you, Davy Jones. Rest in peace, Davy Jones. That song is called Shades of Grey. The Monkees, when they came out, were not considered anything special at first. But in fact, they had songwriters like Neil Diamond and many other great songwriters provide them with the music. They had talented musicians, Mike Nesmith among them, one of the Four Monkees, was a very talented musician, producer. Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz, both excellent singers, both child stars. Davy Jones was in England, and Mickey Dolenz was a child star in a show called, I think, Circus Boy. I don't remember if that's the correct one. You were talking about an artificial band and that they were put together for a show, but they were put together brilliantly. And their music ultimately stood the test of time. I have a couple stories I want to share with you in honor of Davy Jones and the Monkees. But before that, I do that because I know I'm going to get carried away. I forgot, as I got carried away in segment one, to play our Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's do that now, please, Richard. Are you ready, Richard? No, he's fooling around. What am I going to do? Here we go.
You got to action to with the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got
a I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Love means saying no. Saying no may be among the hardest things we do as parents, yet it may also be one of the most important. Is it the easiest? Of course not. Teaching your children that no means no is teaching them to trust you. Think about it. You say if you do such and such, you will get grounded. They do it and you don't ground them. What does that teach? That you don't tell the truth. Say no when it's needed and stick with a consequence always. Say no when it's needed and stick with a consequence always. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
You remember the movie Love Story? I think there was a cliche that went with that, which is love means never saying you're sorry. And that's where I stole this notion of love means saying no. It is very important as a parent to know that no is as impactful, in fact, maybe more impactful than yes. Just as failure teaches more than success in many, many cases. And I think one of the problems with parenting these days is that parents try to protect their kids from failure. And therefore protect them from real life. Not a good thing. Back to the Monkees and back to Davy Jones. I grew up in Los Angeles, and back in 1965 or 66, I'm not sure exactly what year it was, but it was when it was prior to the Monkees show premiering. Nobody knew about it. And I got all over town on my bicycle, and I was riding my bicycle to my favorite record store where I would go buy 45s. It was called the Frigate. And as I was driving or riding my bike, I passed what turned out to be the Monkey Mobile. It was a Pontiac GTO that had been custom designed by the famous Chuck Barris. I think that was his name, the guy who did all those custom cars. And it was this purple, pink, bright color. It was just wild looking. And I stopped and I looked at it. And I dug cars. I was 12 or 13 at the time. And, you know, cars in Los Angeles are so much a part of the culture. And I looked at it and I was, wow. I'm looking at it, wondering what the deal is. And I see an open door. And from that door, I hear some music. So I park my bike and I look in the door. And there were these guys who turned out to be the Monkees playing music before what turned out to be a photo shoot. So I kind of go in and they stop and they just say, hey, kid, what's up? And I find out that they're the Monkees. They're doing this TV show. And every single one of them, all four guys, were unbelievably friendly. And I was like starstruck immediately. I asked them, hey, can I run home and get a camera? Well, of course, nobody had cell phones, so I didn't have a camera on my phone. I didn't have a phone in those days. So I rode my bike home as fast as I could, and I got my Kodak Instamatic. And I brought it back, and I took some pictures of them. I actually didn't get any pictures of me with them, which was foolish, but I don't think we thought in those terms in those days. And I just had this great memory, and later on, the show came on the air, and they used to have an annual event in Hollywood called the Teen Fair. And at the Teen Fair, KRLA, which was the big rock station of the era, is now a talk show station in Los Angeles, had a booth, and they were giving away prizes. They had one of those spinner things, and if you guessed the right thing several times in a row, you'd win a big prize. So I waited in line, and I spun, and I won the first one, and I spun, and I got the second one, and I spun, and I didn't get the third one. But what I won was a More of the Monkees album. So those are my Davy Jones stories, and I hope they brighten up your day on this day of the loss of Davy Jones. I hope you'll enjoy you are enjoying the Monkees songs that we are playing. I Am a Believer, which of course was repurposed for Shrek, was written by Neil Diamond. I like a lot of what Neil Diamond wrote. I use an Elvis song of his in my show every week. The Monkees were, in fact, an underappreciated and a band of actually good and great talent, and they will be missed. Not they, but Davy Jones will be missed. Today we were talking about opposite sex friends, and the article, which is called The Risks of Opposite Sex Friends, you probably could find just with that title or go to bruceallen.com, was inspired by the story a friend of mine told me, in which she caught her husband with another woman at a local restaurant, and her husband just hustled this other woman out of there and later claimed that his relationship with this woman was just a friend. At first, my woman friend who found her husband did not realize that this was a woman with whom he had had an affair prior to their marriage. And she had made the very conscious choice to forgive him and start their marriage on full trust. And now, 7 years later, she finds out that he's seeing this woman, ostensibly, according to her husband, as friends. But when she goes to check the phone records, of which she'd never checked before, she found that for every call he made to her, his wife, he made two or three to this so-called platonic friend. And she decided to kick him out of the house. She's not sure what she wants to do next. But when she was telling me the story, she actually said, you know, Bruce, this would make a great column because she knows I write. And I think it has made a great column. It's gotten one of the biggest numbers of hits and comments of any that I've done. I will be doing a dad chat about it, and I know that will be spirited as well. Dad chat tonight, for those that are listening locally, is from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're doing nagging tonight. And my wife will be joining us, so I'm afraid I'm going to be nagged to death live on the dad chat. It will actually be fun. I have a wonderful friend by the name of Michelle Price, who you can follow at Prosperity Gal on Twitter, who will be co-hosting, and we will be talking about nagging. But sometime or another, we will do the opposite sex friends issue. And I think my guests have made some really smart points. Wayne Levine of the Men's Room really seems very clear that opposite sex friends are just trouble. And they don't belong, especially if you're getting some kind of emotional sustenance from the opposite sex friend that you're not getting from your spouse. He asserts this happens more often in the direction of the husband with a girlfriend. And I agree with him. Pastor Drew Sam cited When Harry Met Sally and the dialogue that took place between the Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan characters, that Billy Crystal asserts that men cannot be friends with women, and women often think they can. And I think that's because women don't acknowledge that their male platonic friend is undressing them in their mind many times and hoping and wishing for that opportunity when she falls in his arms desperate for some love. Anyway, that is all we will say for now about that, as it is time for a break, correct, Richard? So I have to sign off for the moment. We will be back with some closing remarks and a tease for next week's show.
The positive eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.